4BC.
Well, you'll be grateful during this next chat that it's only audio coming through the radio and not smell as well, because we are talking about the role that gas plays in your gut health. Hydrogen gas specifically. As we've learned in recent years, your gut health has massive implication for the well-being of your entire body. And now researchers from Monash University have found that hydrogen gas plays a much bigger role in the gut than we actually had thought before. They found out the specific enzyme in the gut that produces all that gas. Oh, I know some people in my life who really need this information. It is a crucial step in understanding the fundamental knowledge of how our gut works so we can develop treatments for gastrointestinal issues. Dr. Caitlin Welsh is the lead author of the study from Monash University and the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. Caitlin, welcome to Healthy Living.
Hi, Ginny. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I love a good fart chat, so this is going to be super exciting. What role does hydrogen play in the gut?
Yeah, so up until this research, I was in the same boat. I had no idea that hydrogen could be such an integral component of our gas in our guts. So it's actually, I guess you could consider it like a bit of a transaction. So we've got a lot of bacteria in our gut that break down food that we eat, and they turn it into hydrogen specifically. Then we also have bacteria that can take that hydrogen and then use it to generate their own energy as well. So it's a real balance that's needed in the gut, and it revolves a lot around hydrogen.
Wow. Okay. And so how much hydrogen does an average person produce on any given day?
That's a really great question. I think it does vary from person to person. We've got some of the papers that we've read have showed that about a litre of gas can be produced from our guts in a day, and up to 50% of that can be hydrogen. But we can also produce a lot of other gases too. So hydrogen sulfide, you guys might know as this sort of stinky egg smell. Methane we can produce as well.
Oh, but yeah, not just cows.
Not just cows. We can do it too. But hydrogen is one of the most dominant gases that can be produced.
Well, you heard it here first on Healthy Living, guys. 1 litre a day, no less. I love it. So are we mainly, like, what happens to it? Is it coming out the way I think it comes out? Are we tooting our way into a better gut health?
Indeed we are. So we can have it sort of absorbed into our bloodstream and exhaled. So some people might know about that when they've looked at sort of diagnosing intolerances with the hydrogen breath test. But yes, a lot of it is indeed out the other end.
and haven't we all enjoyed a nice fragrant experience with all of that sulfide gas from time to time? Okay, so tell me about how this works practically. Do we look at hydrogen levels in somebody's gut? Like, is that even possible to see how healthy they are?
It's a great question. So I suppose We potentially can. So I guess the exciting part about this research is it provides sort of the fundamental understanding behind these processes that are occurring in the gut. And with this fundamental understanding, we can then sort of move on to looking at things like potentially using our knowledge to treat gut conditions. There have been some links with conditions like Crohn's, IBD, for example. But, you know, then on the other side, we can potentially also find out a little bit more about perhaps helping out some of those particularly gassy people.
Yes, I think Healthy Living listeners would never forgive me if I didn't use this opportunity when we have a gas researcher sitting in front of us. How do you do it? Like, do you sort of make a big pinto bean casserole in your laboratory and feed it to people? And how does one measure the gas that comes out the other end? Give us the nuts and bolts.
This is a great question. So I don't particularly work with humans. I'm more of the bacteria side of things, but I get to play with lots of bacteria soup, and that bacteria soup likes to produce a lot of really stinky, stinky gases. So, yeah, sort of moving, I guess, into the more big picture, that's where we'd sort of start looking next and seeing, you know, perhaps if we understand these processes from the bacteria that live in our guts, we can then see, you know, play around with things like diet, exactly like you said, you know, seeing which components of diet contribute to this sort of process a lot more than others.
Well, Caitlin, when you were a little girl, did you always dream of growing up and researching farts? This sounds like an exciting future for some of our listeners.
That's a fantastic question. Look, I'm going to say I didn't dream of being Dr. Fart as a little child, but up until now, it's been a really fun time. It's very stinky. I can tell you that the lab that I work in smells just about as bad as you would think. But it is really exciting because it is sort of getting a really sort of thorough understanding of what's going on in our gut can lead to such exciting future, you know, research and hopefully some understanding to some of these, conditions that we really don't know a lot about at this stage.
Well, I've got to say, better you than me, but I am so grateful that people like you actually do want a career in the smelly lab. So thank you for all of the work that you're doing. Will you come back and tell us your further insights on healthy living again?
Oh, absolutely.
Caitlin, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you very much.
How good is that? Geez, I really hope for Caitlin's sake that Dr. Fart isn't a moniker that sticks.
Well, she said it, not me.
Yeah, that's true.
I have a potty mouth at the best of times, but when someone like Dr. Caitlin comes on, it just goes into overdrive. You can tell I'm honing my grandmother skills already. I'm going to be blowing raspberries all over everybody.
Yeah, I've got to admit, I did spend most of that interview trying not to giggle too loudly in the corner of this room. But look, we promised it earlier on. We're going to talk milk.